guest analyst this afternoon, Brad Paulson, president of Northern Crops Marketing and Investments. Brad, grain markets started off sharply lower here, especially soybeans, and then kind of scratched its way back. We're going to end the day close to unchanged, maybe even a hair higher here in a few of these contracts.
Yeah, corn had a good performance, up 7+ cents here on the close. Beans had, like you said, a wide range, 20-some cents here, 982 low, 10.05 high, 23-cent range in the January beans. So it's a little excitement overnight, but there was no new sales announced this morning, which I guess is surprising on an election day. U.S. dollar screamed higher, which initially kind of put the pressure on these commodities. That's still higher on the day, but has backed off. Canadian dollar made a new low, as well as the Brazilian real. So that's kind of some of the reasons we say, the big movements in the grains here today.
Does that impact what the Fed does tomorrow?
Well, that's a real good question. I guess the consensus was here the last few days that they're going to lower rates 0.25% tomorrow. I guess I don't see a reason why they wouldn't, but who knows? We'll have to see what they say about this time tomorrow will come out. That would probably stabilize things and at least give that bond market a bounce. It's still down 2 full points. Stock market still sharply higher, up 1,400 plus in the Dow and 500 in the NASDAQ. So, pretty volatile today across all these markets.
Yeah, for sure. Plus, we have a WASDE report on Friday.
Yeah, crop report Friday. I don't see how that can be real friendly with these later yields that we saw in the upper Midwest, particularly the corn, but we'll see what they come up with. They'll have most of their objective. They have a lot of seed or plots in. They'll have those all harvested, so it should be a fairly accurate number, a reflection of the crop, hopefully, and we'll see what they come up with then. But the interest rate decision tomorrow, crop report Friday. Energy market a little lower in the crude oil. We saw pretty big builds across the products and the crude there, but natural gas is up accordingly, up 6-7 cents in that gas.
Sure. Livestock market, that following the stock markets?
Yeah, the cattle market has sure been strong here all summer and fall. We just don't seem to. We correct a little bit, but we stay pretty stout. It looks like cash is going to be did trade in the Southern Plains. Late yesterday at 188.89. Offers are at 190. Boxes are under a little bit of pressure, but still hanging in there pretty decently. So, look for a strong cattle market despite these heavier weights that are coming in for a while.
Anything else that we need to be aware of?
No, I think it'll just be a couple days before everything gets digested here and these markets settle down. And I guess I think rallies are probably meant to be sold in the grains. The weather in Brazil's and in all of South America actually still looks really good. Plenty of rain and the crops getting put in the ground. So we'll need to see some weather change down there before we get a big move.
Northern Crops Marketing and Investments President Brad Paulson.